Welcome to this week's edition of Sessions at Centenary, produced in the studios of WNTI. I'm your guest host this week, Melanie Teal. Jeff Rush will be back next week. Our guests in Studio A today, Beattie Lenz and his jazz trio. Beattie, welcome to WNTI.
Thank you very much, Mel. Great to be here.
Yeah. What would you like to play for us first?
Actually, this is the opening cut of our new CD. It's called Uh-Huh.
Ladies and gentlemen, Beattie Lenz on Sessions at Centenary. Thank you. BD Lenz and his trio here at 91.9 WNTI. BD, that was great.
Now, you know, we're trying to pull off a big band with a trio, but so we're doing the best we can, but it was still, you know.
Oh, good. No, that was fantastic. You know, it didn't sound like a trio, listening from it from here.
Well, we've played together a long time, too, so.
How long have you been together?
I think the three of us have been together, gosh, probably 10 years. I mean, you know, I've been doing this longer than that, but this sure. lineup has been together a long time. So
why don't you introduce the band members while
sure.
we're talking about that?
Okay, I have on drums Tom Cotone. He's from the Princeton area. And on bass guitar, James Rosaccio lives in Englewood.
Mm-hmm. And like you said, they've been with you for quite a while.
Yeah, yeah. Many CDs and gigs. And
you have a new CD that's out right now.
I do, yes. Just coming out now, actually.
Why don't you tell us about it?
Sure. It's my fifth one, and it's the third on this label I'm on now. The label's called Opria Records out of New York City, and the CD is called Straight Up. And, you know, for this record, we were definitely going for a vibe a little different than our last records. You know, like my first four recordings were, you know, this big band, and we did lots of, you know, big arrangements and lots of time in the studio, and we, you know, And it kind of culminated in the last CD where I had probably like 13 musicians on there and five studios. And I was like, you know what? I gotta chill next time around. So with this CD, the idea was let's just scale it down, book 2 days in the studio and knock it out. And that's what we got. So,
you know, less is more.
You know what?
It comes to a time when...
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. You know, I felt like I kind of exhausted the big band thing, and I just wanted to do something different. So
it's much easier to play out with a trio, too.
It is. And, you know, that's the thing. Like, you know, now we can actually play most of these songs, and they sound pretty good. You know, as before, you know, it was really difficult, you know, getting these songs out live when there's missing horn parts and keyboard parts, so... Yeah.
It just doesn't translate over well. And what good is a CD if you can't promote it by playing live?
Exactly. And that's our thing. I mean, we play a lot. So, you know, when we want to play our tunes. So, yeah, it kind of worked out nice this time around.
Our guest today on Sessions at Centenary is BD Lenz and his trio. James on the bass, Tom on the drums. Are you going to tell us what BD stands for? Should I keep that a secret?
No, I don't mind. You know, although I like people guessing. I like hearing all the things that people think of. But it's just Bernard Davidson, which is actually my great-grandfather's first and last name. So. Mm-hmm.
You're a school teacher.
I am, yeah.
High school.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Do your students know what you do in your spare time?
Well, I don't talk about it, but inevitably they find out. You know, they see a newspaper article or something on the web.
Or they have a parent that
exactly,
knows
or parent,
you.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So, and then they all find, you know, my website or my MySpace and... But, like, you know, I don't really bring it up, but it usually does come up eventually.
Well, what do you teach?
I teach math, actually.
Okay.
Yeah, people would assume I teach music, and I don't.
Now, where were you when I was in algebra? Well, why don't you play another song for us? Because Sessions at Centenary is all about the music.
All right, sounds good.
And we want to showcase as much as we can and as much from the new CD as we can.
Sure, sure. This is a tune off the new CD. It's called I Take Refuge in You.
BD Lenz on Sessions at Centenary.
Thank you.
BD Lenz live in the studio with his bassist and drummer, James and Tom. Wow, that was great. You know, you're very, I wouldn't call your music just jazz. There's funk in there. There's some fusion in there. There's definitely the rock influences in there.
It's really hard to pigeonhole when people ask me what it is, or even, you know, when we're out promoting it, you know, what is it exactly? And you're right, it's not really jazz. I mean, there's a lot of jazz there, and we do a lot of jazz gigs, but our original music is definitely a fusion of a lot of things, you know.
What were your influences? How did you come about finding this as your niche?
I grew up on rock bands, you know, Rush and Led Zeppelin and Jimi Hendrix, and I didn't really discover jazz until I went to music school after high school. And that's where I caught the jazz bug for sure. But at the same time, you know, I didn't want to just totally devote myself to just being a jazz guy. You know, I just, you know, wasn't what I grew up on, although I love it. You know, I still have that rock thing in me. So I think what came out is just something in between, you know. I love jazz, but I also love great grooves and great tunes and, you know.
Well, I think your music appeals to a wide variety of people because jazz aficionados, I guess you could say, would really dig it. And jam band lovers would certainly like it. And people that like rock, like me, like everything, you know, so it appeals to everybody.
Well, you know, we're pretty diverse. I mean, you know, we do all kinds of gigs. I mean, everything from really quiet jazz gigs to really loud rock gigs and weddings and, you know,
sure.
I mean, and everything in between. I mean, we just like playing all, you know, we just love music. So, you know, I want to be able to do a little bit of everything, you know.
You just don't have the wedding singer with you yet.
No, well, we do. We do actually gigs with a wedding singer, believe it or not. I mean, like I said, we do everything.
Yeah, well,
you know,
that's
I mean,
good.
We've played in grocery stores, casinos, I mean, all kinds of crazy stuff. So, yeah.
Well, you know, I and you've been a guest with me in the past, so
sure.
we're friends. But when I went to your homepage today, I saw something that I never saw before. Elvis impersonator.
I did.
I have to hear the story.
Well, I did a gig with an Elvis impersonator. It was awesome, too. I mean, I had so much fun. And then
well,
the
now
guy ended
was
up,
it fat Elvis or skinny Elvis?
It was skinny Elvis.
Okay, good.
Yeah, it was the cool, I mean, you know, the 50s Elvis.
Yeah, okay,
and,
it was the good Elvis.
Exactly. And I had so much fun. And then the guy got this, like, really cool Elvis gig in L.A. and just left town. I mean, I just did one gig, but it's great. I loved it.
That is cool. Have you written for other people?
I have actually. A few people. I mean, I've played in some singer songwriter gigs as a sideman, and I have written songs for some of them, you know, and I've produced as well.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I mean, I kind of have my hand in a little bit of everything.
Yeah. Has any of your music ever been picked up for a soundtrack or a television show?
Well,
or
yeah, actually,
like
I've had a lot of success with my own music, getting it licensed out to television shows. I mean, my music's on over like 40 TV shows right now, and you know, so I get a little royalty check here or there. It's not much, but it's just cool. You know, every once in a while, somebody will email me, "Hey, I just heard your song on, you know, Discovery Channel or whatever." So
that's right. Well, I know I've heard your music on television. As
yeah.
a matter of fact, I think it was on the Discovery Channel.
Yeah, yeah.
That sounds familiar, and I'm rooting through my CDs, like,
uh-huh.
"Oh, there it is."
Yeah, so it's pretty cool, you know.
Yeah. It's nice to get that little bit of
exactly.
different recognition.
Exactly.
Because then you're not just stuck in that one, you know, this is all I do, or I'll only play out, or I'll only play, you know, only record my own
exactly.
stuff. You
yep.
have to be able to diversify in order to survive in the music business
you
anymore.
It. You got it. It's true. And that's such a growing market, too, as a licensing
oh, yeah.
thing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's trying to get in there now. So.
What about the music on your new CD? You wrote it all yourself?
Yeah, actually.
Did the other guys collaborate with you?
I would say I wrote 95% of it. I mean, these guys helped me tighten it up and, you know, definitely give me some cooler drum parts than were on my demos, no doubt. But, I mean, I pretty much write most of it myself. Although we did our first cover tune on this record. We did a Pink Floyd tune, which we'll probably even play today. So, you know, again, I just wanted to do something different, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So,
could you do that song, the Pink Floyd cover, now for us?
Sure.
What is it?
Us and Them, classic,
oh,
right?
Classic,
yeah,
wonderful.
Yeah. Exactly.
BD Lenz live in the studio tonight on Sessions at Centenary with your guest host, Melanie Teal. Thank you. Very nice.
Thank you. It's a classic, right?
Yeah. And, you know, it's. I'm sitting here listening to it thinking, gosh, I wish the members of Pink Floyd could hear how awesome you do that.
Cool. Thank you.
Well, we're going to take a quick break and for a few announcements. When we come back, more from BD Lens. So stay tuned. 91.9 WNTI Public Radio from Centenary College. Welcome back to the second half of this week's edition of Sessions at Centenary. I'm your guest host, Melanie Teal. My guest in the studio tonight is B.D. Lenz and his band. We have James on the bass and Tom on the drums. And you guys are smoking.
Thank you.
That particular song was from one of your older CDs, I remember
that's
correctly.
That's right. Yep. It's called Juxtaposition. It's from my third CD, Simple Life.
Mm-hmm. Which is a terrific CD.
Thank you.
Now I want to quote something here. It says, you've been hailed as one of the top 20 up-and-coming jazz musicians of New Jersey by the Newark Star-Ledger. I would change that to not up-and-coming, but one of the top 10 jazz musicians in the state of New Jersey.
Thank you.
I think they need to update that.
there's so many great people around, you know.
Well, there are.
You know,
yeah.
So I'm just, like, humbled to be, you know, somewhat part of the scene, you know.
Yeah. Well, you could tell the focus on your face when you're playing. I mean, all the guys in the band, you know, that you just have that look of you're totally involved in what you're doing, and you can tell you love what you do.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this is all I think about, you know, and all the energies of my life, other than my family and my day job. I mean, all the other energies of my life are directed towards this, you know.
Yeah. Did you have a good summer with the band?
We had a great summer. But actually, it's funny, we did a lot of weddings this summer. But that's cool. I mean,
it pays the bills.
Oh, man, please. The money is awesome, you know. But we're really trying to get into the festival scene, especially next year. And I think that the CD is going to kind of help propel us into that direction.
Oh, yeah. And now is the time, believe it or not, to start thinking about next June, July, August.
Exactly. So. I mean, and the CD, you know, it just went to radio last week. And it was the number one added jazz record last week. So it's doing really well so far. I mean, it just started. So
that's great. And as it should be. I mean, it's a wonderful CD.
Thank you.
You know, from what I've heard of it so far, it's really great. And I like the idea that you downsized for this one. I think it fits.
Yeah. I mean, we're having fun playing these tunes for sure.
Yeah. How did you guys meet? I know you've been together for a long time.
I think just mutual friends. It was so long ago, I don't even remember. But that's usually how it works, you know.
Yeah. Is it hard to stay focused when you've been together for so long and keep with the spirit of what you're really trying to get across?
To be honest, no. I mean, you know, like I said, I mean, this is all I think about and all, you know. I've never had a problem staying focused. I think it's just more sometimes keeping your momentum, you know. Sometimes, like, some really great things will happen and you feel like, okay, you know, we're on a little roll. And then you go through a period where, you know, things are a little quiet and you start thinking, maybe I'm kind of going down a little bit. But it always comes back around again.
Yeah, there's always ups and downs in the music business. But as long as the ups are much more than the downs, you're
exactly.
Okay.
Well, you know, I got to say, like, you know, overall, the curve is still going upward for us, you know. And as long as that continues, I'm happy, you know.
Great. Well, why don't you play something else new for us?
Okay. Maybe 3+5. What's that? 3+5.
B.D. Lenz in the studio, my guest on Sessions at Centenary on 91.9 WNTI. Thank you. 91.9 WNTI. You're listening to Sessions at Centenary. I'm your guest host, Melanie Teal, and our guest in the studio tonight, BD Lenz. BD, now, sometimes you have a saxophone player with you also.
We do. Actually, sometimes we have a sax player, sometimes we have a keyboard player, sometimes we have a percussion player, sometimes we have a combination of the above.
Yeah.
We play in all kinds of combinations, so. And that's what keeps it fun, you know.
That's right.
It's a different band every night.
I love it when I go see a band, and I'm done with stadium shows. I mean, as much as I want to see Bruce, I've seen him enough intimately that I don't want I don't need to go to a stadium ever again. But I love it when I go to a small club, and other musicians will come to hear that band, and they end up sitting in with the band.
Yeah.
That's when you get the best music, and everybody's just jamming together and having a good time.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, jazz totally lends itself to that. You know, I mean, that's what it's all about. It's just jamming. I mean, so yeah, and like I said, I mean, we have guys come all the time that we've never met before, just come in and play with us. You know,
mm-hmm.
So yeah. Keeps it fun.
Yeah, and I love horn sections too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No doubt. We actually on the record had a keyboard player, and that was another thing. I mean, that made this CD sound a little different. Was, you know, my older CDs were pretty sax heavy actually, and it was no sax on this one, just keys with me. I wanted to be a little more guitar oriented this time. So, mm-hmm.
Which is good. Get that little Pat Metheny thing going.
Totally. You know, and everybody says, you know, man, I know it's your record, but, you know, I don't really hear you very much. But I kind of like that. I like making big arrangements, and, you know, I'm not all about guitar solos, but I kind of got to do my thing a little more this time.
Well, you have great musicians with you. Let them showcase what they can do, too.
Exactly, you know.
That's right. That's the sign of a
good
leader.
I make them make me sound good.
Yeah, there you go. Who were your jazz influences when you first started getting into jazz?
Guitar players, you know. Yeah. Pat Metheny, as you mentioned, he's a huge influence. There's a guitar player, Mike Stern.
Yeah,
he was huge for me. I actually studied with him a little bit. You know, and then I got into Miles Davis, John Coltrane, you know, the greats, of course.
Yeah.
That's where, you know, where you should begin, too, the greats.
Did you have music in your family lineage, or were you the first one to decide?
No. The short answer is no. I mean, my dad is musically inclined, but he never pursued it. I think I'm kind of the oddball in the family in that respect. I actually, strangely decided to try to make a go at this, you know.
Do you play anything other than guitar?
I grew up playing saxophone, and that actually helped me a lot when it came to
high school
picking
band
up a guitar.
Kind
yeah,
of thing?
Totally,
yeah.
You know. The concert band thing and marching band, but it helped me out tremendously, you know, in terms of music and when it came to switching over to guitar, it was actually a pretty easy switch, you know.
Yeah, my two daughters play, one plays clarinet and one plays flute, and I keep telling them the same thing. You learn how to play a wind instrument like this.
Yeah.
You can play anything later on.
And the other thing, you know, just that experience gives you an appreciation for classical music and concert band music, you know, which I love, you know, having been exposed to that growing up.
Yeah. It makes a difference later on. I mean, but you can pick up a guitar and start playing and listening to Led Zeppelin and play along with it, but to really know how to read music and then to take the next step and learn how to write music.
Yeah.
That's a whole nother world.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Did you study? I mean, you went to college
for
music.
I did go to music school,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. I didn't study composition or anything. It was just something that I kind of developed along the way. I mean, when we started this band, I mean, when I started doing this, it's crazy. It's like, I don't know, 15 years ago or something. I mean, I started writing tunes, and they were terrible, you know, but I just kept doing it.
They always are in the beginning.
Yeah, absolutely. But you just keep doing over and over and you know, studying other people's songs and, you know, and I mean, I've really made a study out of other people's compositions and, you know, and not just jazz, again, you know, rock, pop, all that is kind of in my own music. You know, now I feel like I'm comfortable at it now, you know, writing music. So.
Is there anybody right now that you're listening a lot to?
Well, I'm all over the map, you know, and it really just depends. Like, I go through phases of different things, you know. Right now I'm in a real heavy classical phase, you know. I was in this big Pink Floyd phase last year. That's why I did that Pink Floyd tune.
Yeah.
And like I said, it's just all over the stylistic map, you know, from classical to jazz to blues to, I mean, whatever, I don't know. Whatever CD I get new, you know, I'll listen to that for a month and absorb it.
Yeah, I go through phases like that too. Sometimes I'm in my car CD, mm-hmm. I really want to hear jazz, or, you know, I want my girls to hear something different. And then the other day I pulled out a doo-wop compilation, and I was like, had it blasting. I was like singing along to all the doo-wop song. It's just it. You know, when you love music, you want to absorb all of it.
Yeah, and you know, and you see more similarities than you see differences. You know, mm-hmm. I don't see a huge difference between Stravinsky and Pat Metheny. I mean, obviously there are stylistic differences, but musically, you know, music is music. And
we have to look at it this way: in the 1700s, you know, the classical artists were the rock stars of their day.
Absolutely, yeah.
So it all boils
right. I mean,
down
that was the instrumental music of the day. Now right. You know, we have all, you know, kinds of other things, but yeah, that was the music of the day, and you have to listen to it. You don't, I mean, they're not like these old stuff shirt guys. These were guys who were musicians like us, trying to get by as best they could, you know.
Right, and some of them were considered real rebels.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Well, BD, I'd love to hear another song.
Okay. Actually, we'll pull out a jazz tune from our repertoire.
Oh, wonderful. BD Lenz here live on Sessions at Centenary on 91.9 WNTI. Thank you. Lenz, my guest in the studio on Sessions at Centenary tonight on 91.9 WNTI. Fantastic.
Thank you so much.
Just so smooth, and you just make it look so easy.
Well, like I said, I mean, we've been doing this a long time, and we work really hard at it, so.
Yeah. Like Billy Hector would say, working hard for it.
That's right. Always working.
Where do you see yourself in the future, say 5 years from now? Where do you want to be with your music?
Let's see, Giant Stadium, Veterans State. No, I'm just kidding. Well, you know, honestly, like, as I said earlier, as long as the trajectory is going upwards, I'm happy, you know, as long as we're going somewhere and things are moving in a positive direction. I love what I'm doing. I hope I can do more of it. You know, putting more CDs out, playing more gigs. I mean, I hope the profile of my gigs go up. You know, like I said, we're trying to break into the festival thing more. But I just want to keep doing it.
Let the listeners know how they can get in touch with you.
Sure. My website is bdlenz.com, B-D-L-E-N-Z. I have a MySpace too, just myspace.com/bdlenz. The best place to find out where we're at and what we're doing. Keep posted.
Great. And you live right here in Hackettstown.
I do. I'm a local boy. I'm right down the street from here.
Yeah, so if we see you on Main Street, we say, hey.
Sure.
There he is, the guy with the soul patch.
That's right.
Well, BD and James and Tom, thank you for being our guest tonight at Sessions at Centenary. It was, I don't get to do this too often, but it's really fun when I do. We get to sit in and guest host. So
I have to thank you. I mean, WNTI is so supportive of us local guys, you know, and I'm so appreciative of it. So thank you for having us.
Oh, you're more than welcome. And thanks for joining us tonight on Sessions at Centenary. Sessions is produced here at the studios of 91.9 WNTI Public Radio from Centenary College. I'm your guest host, Melanie Teal. Jeff Rush will be back next week. Enjoy the rest of your evening, everyone, and see you next week.